Hey there, you've tuned into Thrive's Podcast, a student ministry part of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. You can check us out every Saturday night at 6, or if you missed everything I just said, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Thrive at Victory.
Sometimes you're going to end up walking through the wrong door. You have two doors. You're going to walk through the wrong door, and when you walk through it, you're going to be like, shoot, I need to go to that one. You're going to have to walk out that door and take the other one. Sometimes you're going to have to make a mistake. You're going to have to make a decision that, oh, I wish I wouldn't have made that. I wish I wouldn't have done that in order to fulfill the right one. And I learned that. I learned that at a young age, and I'm thankful I did, because you will experience it throughout life a lot. When we take out steps in faith, it pleases God. It says faith is the way to please God when you take steps out. So it is pleasing to him. When you go out and you do something you don't want to do, it's pleasing to him to guide you, to say, hey, listen, you'll feel that, oh, I shouldn't do that, or maybe I should step out. You'll feel that in your heart. It will speak to you. Psalms 32:8, love this verse. This is a good verse. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over your steps. Man, I love that verse so much, because it's an assurance that when we're, you know, pursuing God, that his part is to watch over us, to guide us, to make sure our steps are going to be successful, even when we don't see it. I used to think like I was going to miss God's plan and purpose for my life by missing one little detail or one thing, or, you know, not spending enough time in the Word, or doing this or doing that. And it's so silly. Why in the world, if you're trying your best, why would God not want to help you and show you where to go? Why wouldn't he want to take you places that you never thought you'd be? Up here right now, I'm like, dang, like, what's going on? So one thing that high school does not teach us, it don't teach us a lot of things in life, I learned, is you need to figure out absolutely everything you're going to do. You need to know exactly what you're going to do tomorrow. You need to know what you're going to do in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You need to know, you know, what relationships you're going to be in, who you're going to be. So they ask us to find out all these different things. But the biblical principle says take it one step at a time. Take it one day at a time. It doesn't say, you know, you need to know, you know, when Jesus is coming back. It says the opposite. It says, hey, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're not assured of what's going to be going on tomorrow. You may have goals in your life, which are, I'm not saying don't have goals. It's so important to have goals for your future, what you want to do. But what I am saying is that the way to get there isn't going to be promised. Sometimes it's going to be like, I really had this on my heart, and I really wanted to do this, and where am I at? But guess what? If you trust God, he's going to take you to and put desire in your heart. He's going to fulfill those things for you. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to take steps out. And it might not look the way you thought it was going to look. But that's what happens when you take things one day at a time. Because you won't get disappointed on things you want to do. You won't get disappointed as easily. You'll be like, okay, God, I trust you. This season, you know, maybe I don't want to work here right now, but I need to make money right now, and I need to do this right now. And I'm trusting you that this is going to propel me to somewhere where I never thought I'd be. And it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. But James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, I'm going to read this. It's so good. It says, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. Today or tomorrow we will go to that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. James 4. That's, if you said that today to somebody, they'd probably be extremely, extremely put off and not want to hear what you have to say, because that's brutal. It's like, what are you? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How do you know you're going to have your life tomorrow? We wake up one day at a time. But it's the opposite of what's taught today. It's the opposite of what we our mind, how our minds work today. We're like, want to do that? I want to do this, this, and this. I had a vision. I said, I want to go to this place, do this for 2 years, and then I'm going to transfer and then get a doctorate. And I had these like plans, like I was going to be like a doctor and like be like, oh, and like, I don't know, study scripture or teach in a university. And I'm in community college right now, about to go to my last semester. And guys, guess what? I have no idea what's going to be going on after that. But you know what? I choose not to worry. I choose not to have anxiety about it, because God has brought me so far in things that I had no idea I'd even be, where I'd even be. He's given me, you know, such close relationships with such amazing people. And how dare I worry? How dare I have anxiety about where he's going to take me next? Because, you know, you can bet if I find an opportunity to grow in ministry, to take next steps, I'm going to do it. Even if, maybe I won't know exactly if that's the right thing, but when I step out, God's going to show me where I need to go next. So, what can we do when temptations to worry, to plan so far ahead in our life, what can we do when we have anxiety about the future, when we have anxiety about what we're going to do? How can we take this? How can we combat the worry in our life that happens every day, not just from our future, but from people in our life, from like, you go to school the next day, dude, what is this person going to go through today? Because last week, they were breaking up with somebody, and now they're threatened to hurt themselves, and like, what am I going to do? These worries are real, guys, and these things that we go through are real, and God's not ignorant to those things. God's not ignorant to, you know, things that are in your life that people are saying, speaking to your life, insecurities in your life. He's not ignorant to those things, and he loves you. He does not want you to obsess or worry about the future, what's not guaranteed tomorrow, what's not gonna, you know, what's going to happen this week as I go home, what's going to happen tonight. God understands. God knows what happens in your life, even in the most private and dark of places. He loves us so much. So this is actually my last verse of the night here, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. So it says, "Rejoice in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So the way we combat this worry, the way we take those thoughts captive that worry us, whether that's just in, you know, in the future, whether that's in, you know, tonight or the weekend or whatever we worry about on a daily basis, what's the way to combat that? It's to be thankful. It's to be thankful and ask God, "God, I thank you that you know everything. I thank you that you know these situations I'm going through and that you're going to help me through them. You're going to give me the strength I need, the assurance I need to know that, you know, tomorrow isn't guaranteed, but I know that I'm going to be okay because of what your word says." It's taking confidence in something other than this world, other than the shallow, you know, people that say, "Hey, I'm your friend," and then ditch you the next day. I love that. So I want to ask you tonight, you know, I was talking about, you know, hearing God's voice, listening to what he's speaking, because he's always speaking, even just pursuing him, pursuing his plan for your life. Because guess what? In 10th grade, I had no idea what I'd be doing, but guess what? I did have a relationship with God, and I did want what he wanted for my life. It was a choice to pursue the things that not only desires you put in my heart, but to pursue God over those things that I thought I wanted, like the military. Things were changing in my life that I didn't know were going to change. I thought in 7th grade, I was going to be in Afghanistan fighting bad guys. That's what I thought. But obviously, I'm in the complete opposite place right now, right? I'm in church, and I'm trying to, you know, God's using me to speak in people's lives. God is using me to pray for people and things like that. Something completely different. I never thought. But you know what? I'm so thankful I'm here now. I'm so thankful that God has brought me out of these places and that the way we combat anxiety, the way we rid of these worries of the future is just by trusting in him. Maybe, you know, you say you have a relationship with God, okay, but maybe you never trusted him. Maybe you've never stepped out. Maybe you've never actually heard him speak to you. 10th grade, that same year, I was like, "Mom," I said, "Mom," I was in the car, I said, "Mom, how do you know when God speaks to you? Because I want to know so badly." I was like, "That sounds awesome, but I never experienced that in my life. Maybe he was speaking to me at a young age and I couldn't hear it." I was like, "Mom, what do I do?" And she's like, "You'll know." I was like, "Well, that doesn't really help. I'll know." But honestly, guys, it takes our part, and then God always follows through with his part. It takes our part to pursue him with everything that we have and trust him and say, "You know I'm 15 and I'm just trying to get through school, but I want to step out. I want to trust God. I want to trust this God that I hear about every week in a church to bring me through to these situations, to bring me through this year at school in 9th grade, which is the worst year I've ever experienced in my life. I'm going to trust him to carry me out and put desires in my heart. I'm going to trust him to just any way I need it, because he knows your situation. They're unique. I'm not that far out of high school, really. It's kind of weird, actually. But man, he cares about you, and he loves you. He knew that we couldn't do by ourselves. He knew that we messed up so bad in the beginning that the only way to get back to where we needed to be was to fulfill an extremely long list of laws, a long list of things that we could never do, especially nowadays. We could never do it. He knew that. He knew that from the beginning of time. So he sent his son. He came down in human flesh and bones. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you because he loved you and he knew that you needed him before we even knew. He knew what he put in your heart before he even knew it was in your heart. He knew that I was going to be up here in 19. He knew that I was going to be in ministry and I was going to be pursuing him the best I can. And guess what? I'm not going to lie to you guys. This week, one of the worst weeks I've had in a long time. Terrible. I don't know why. Emotionally, it was terrible. I had a lot of stressful things going on. I worked on Thanksgiving. There's all these things I was like, oh, I have such a good life, but why is this week so tough? Why is this week hard? We all have hard weeks, man. We all do. Even people up here, I know you're seeing, honestly, we have tough days. But my God, am I thankful for him? Am I thankful for him in my life? Am I thankful for the peace that I have? Am I thankful for all that he's done in my life and where he's taken me? And he wants you to experience that. He wants you to experience going places you would have never even thought you were or would even go. He wants that for you tonight. So honestly, guys, this has been a super practical, chill thing. So I'm not going to actually ask you to bow your heads or close your eyes tonight. But I want to ask two things of you. The first one, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you don't know who God is, but you've heard about him, if you don't know what it's like to be have God speak in your life, and you don't even, honestly, you couldn't say, I don't really have a relationship with him. If you could say, I don't really know God, man, I just want to ask you in a few moments just to raise your hand. Because honestly, the first step to any of this I shared tonight, any of this, is to have him in your life and to be actively pursuing him. That it's not, we have this thing where it's like, close your eyes, bow your heads. And it's not in the hand raise. It's in the heart. Because that's where the Holy Spirit lives. And tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to just, in your heart, just accept Jesus if you haven't known him tonight. And I want you to raise your hand, and I want you to just declare that tonight, because it says when we declare him Lord and Savior over our lives, the God of the universe came down and is giving you an opportunity, reaching out and saying, here, take this, because I have your future in my hands. I have the future for you all ready to go. It is packaged up in a perfect bundle, and I will unbundle it one day at a time for you. And each unbundling will be more exciting than the last. And it's so true. I've experienced it myself at a very, very young age. So he can do it for you too. So if you would say tonight, Cody, I don't have a relationship with the Lord, I want that. I want assurance of the future. Not just that. I want to have a relationship with the God of the universe who loves me so much because he loves you. If you would say that, man, let me just see your hands tonight. And we're going to celebrate. I want the hands go up. I want you guys to clap because this is such an exciting moment. So if you would say, Cody, I don't have the Lord in my life and you want that, just raise your hand right now with me. We're just going to celebrate with you tonight. We're not going to embarrass you. We just want you to celebrate. I'll give it some time. It's bold. I see that hand. Awesome. Let's just clap, guys. I see that hand. Hey, one hand. It's amazing. The 99. Zach talked about the 99. The lost sheep. One found. And you know what? I'm so thankful that you guys are open to that. But the second thing I actually wanted to pray about tonight, and I really feel strongly about this, is for you to know God's peace in your life. Because that's what you get when you choose to trust him with your future. You get a peace. So when things come, when school comes tomorrow, that peace is going to be there. When you're having a terrible day and you don't feel good, you don't feel happy, the joy and the peace is still there. Because joy and peace, when it's in the Lord, nothing can shake that. It's so reassuring. So I want you guys to bow your heads and close your eyes tonight. And I'm just going to pray. Just lift out, pull your hands out. For just to receive something tonight, because I want you to receive God's peace. So get ready just to receive this as I pray for you guys tonight. And I truly believe you're going to feel it in your hearts and understand and know what I'm talking about. Father, I just thank you that you love these young men and women of you tonight. You have such amazing plans for their life. Let them not worry about the future, what's next. Let them not worry about the things of this world that we're supposed to apparently worry about. I pray that right now, with their hands out and their hearts open, that just the peace of you, Lord, that transcends all understanding, just enters their hearts tonight. I pray that your peace just enters their heart, their life, and just envelops them in just such an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. I thank you for that peace, Lord. I thank you that they receive that. I thank you that as they go back to school from break, that this peace sticks with them, that they're able to make a difference in their school that they never thought they would. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for your son, Jesus. We just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me again. I know it was short, but hopefully you're able to take something away. And